Have faith in God. Those who believe and accept the word of God, and obey it, are the spiritual family and children of Abraham, according to the scriptures. We are the spiritual seed of Abraham. God said to Abraham, Genesis 17:4, Behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. We embrace the invisible things of God. The scriptures fully persuades us that God is able to perform that which he has promised in his word. Jude 1:3, Ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. When the Spirit of the Lord revealed to Jude that it was absolutely essential for the saints to endeavor for the faith, which their predecessors embraced, it was then that he wrote that epistle exhorting them to strive fervently with continued endurance for the faith of patriarch Abraham. Now I am also exhorting you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Let us analyze the scriptures to hear of the faith of Abraham, one of the great patriarchs in biblical times. Genesis 22:1-2, And it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. We notice in those two verses that God tested Abraham's faith through the very person he loved, his son. If we commune with God, he will test our faith by the person or thing in which we love most. When God called Abraham, he immediately answered, Here I am. If we would indeed answer God's call, and obey him, that would be the means whereby he perfects our faith. When God told Abraham to take Isaac to the land of Moriah, God's demand was urgent. For us to answer the call of God when he calls is an act of faith and obedience. God will reward those who act in faith when he calls for a sacrificial offering. Verse 3, And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Abraham did not murmur against God by making excuses for a more suitable time. Instead, he responded that instant by hastening and for answering the urgent call of God. He left his home prepared to offer his son, Isaac, for a burnt offering to God. God may call us on a sacrifice that does not appear to be legitimate, but God is proving us to see whether we will do his will. It was not legal to offer up humans for a sacrificial offering. Yet, God tested him to prove whether his faith would endure that extreme test. Verse 4, Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. We understand that Abraham traveled 3 full days to the land of Moriah, which God told him of, to give his only legitimate son to him. Many people do not desire to stop working for themselves long enough to offer up a sacrifice to God. They have automobiles, aircrafts, and trains to carry them far and near. However, if God does not speak to them to attend a particular church or some other place nearby, they fail him when he tests their faith. Everyone must overcome that unbelief by taking heed and obeying the Spirit of God when he speaks. Yes, we must strive for the faith in which Abraham demonstrated when God tested him. Verse 7, And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham's son, Isaac, saw all the preparations that his father made for the sacrifice, but he did not understand his father's actions because he did not see the sacrifice. Many times, we are as Isaac was. We see naturally all the provisions which God has made for us, however, we cannot understand that we are the sacrifices in which God has called. Verse 8, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, so they went both of them together. We must commend Isaac for his obedience to his father. We also must have the attitude that Isaac displayed. Although we are without understanding of many things about God, yet we should be obedient to his will for our lives. Verse 9, And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. It was there on the altar, when Abraham bound Isaac his son, in which Isaac knew that he was the sacrifice, and yet, he did not rebel against his father. Throughout the extreme testing, Isaac was still obedient to his father. Even as Isaac humbled himself and was obedient to his father Abraham, and as Jesus was obedient to the Spirit of God, we must obey Jesus' will for our lives and offer up our lives as a sacrifice for him. St. John 14:8-9, Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Shew us the Father? Jesus was God incarnated in human flesh. In the New Testament, Paul encouraged the Roman Christians. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Genesis 22:10-11, And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is, to be able to live a life of holiness, whereby we will be able to hear the voice of God. Abraham passed God's examination for faith. Therefore, he received the blessing of the Father of many nations. God said these words to Abraham, verse 12, For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. God must test all of his children in some form with persons and things, which are closest to them. It was the test of Abraham's child, which proved he reverenced, feared, and loved God above his own flesh. The Old and New Testaments are consistent. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 14:26, If any man come to me, and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. We notice that Jesus also pointed out to us that we should forsake our kindred if they stand between our pleasing him. To love Jesus above all must be our prime motive as Christians. Then alone can we please him when we place our entire life in the hand of God. The Hebrew writer wrote, Hebrews 11:6, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. According to that scripture, our only hope is faith in God. If we do not have faith in his word, we cannot please him. Paul taught faith because he lived a life of faith. Paul's counsel to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12, Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. In order to fight the good fight of faith, we must move from one degree of faith to another. When we overcome one trial, God will present to us another trial in another form. In these trials, God is preparing us for life eternal, but we must furnish the faith, and he will reward us for our faith. The Hebrew writer continues, Hebrews 11:1, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Although we cannot see God, our faith in him causes him to materialize many infallible proofs. We must be willing to suffer many hard trials for the sake of Jesus Christ and wait for our deliverance for life eternal. John said, Revelation 13:10, Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. James said, James 1:12, Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Those of us who are patient and long-suffering will get victory over this world, death, hell, and the grave. We shall triumph victoriously through the operation of his Spirit. James continues, verse 3, Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. According to the pattern of things that are in heaven, the Lord must test our faith to our fullest ability. God proves us by our works. James said, James 2:21-22, was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Yes, our obedience to the call of God is the means whereby he perfects our faith. James was clear and precise. Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We must produce works in order to prove we have faith in God. Our works quicken our faith even as the Spirit of God quickens those who were dead in sins. Our faith is alive and steadfast through works. The Jews said these words to Jesus, St. John 8:39. Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Many people say, I am a child of God, but they do not produce the works of the children of God. We know each Christian by their works, and the just shall live by faith. Jesus said to the unbelieving Jews, verse 40, but now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Cain was the first murderer. Genesis 4:8-10, and Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Jesus said unto the disciples after he cursed the fig tree, which symbolizes the unbelievers of his era, and all times, St. Mark 11:22. Have faith in God.